So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentions an incident of Rabbi Yehuda, who lived in great poverty, in which he and his wife had to share the same garment. However, Shadu le gleam of le kabel, when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel sent him clothing, Rabbi Yehuda refused to accept it. And Rabbi Yehuda showed the messenger a fortune of money lying beneath his mat, through a nest, and Rabbi Yehuda exclaimed, Miu le nichli deshani bahadin alma, I do not wish to benefit from this world. The Gemara continues and relates the well-known story of Rabbi Kiva who married Rachel, Kalba Savua's daughter. Kalba Savua adra hanam mikol nechse. Kalba Savua made a neder that prohibited Rachel to benefit from all his assets because she married an Amoritz, an ignorant person. As a result, they lived in terrible poverty to the extent that besisva havagonu beitivna, during the winter, they only had straw to keep themselves warm. Asel Yahu idami lohin kanoshad v'kokari abava. Amalahu havuli purta ditivna dialdis itzi velesli midam laguna. Alianavi appeared as a poor person and begged them for some straw that he needed for his wife who had just given birth. Amalah Rabbi Kiva lentase, chazi gavad afilativna lo isle. Rabbi Kiva then comforted his wife that they're in a better situation by saying, look at this person who does not even have straw. Afterward, Amrle Zil Habibei Rav. Rachel told Rabbi Kiva to go to learn in the yeshiva to become a Talmud Chacham. And after 24 years, Asa Be'esrin Rabba Alfin Zugi Talmide. Rabbi Kiva returned with 24,000 Talmidim and proclaimed, Shali B'Shalochem Shalohi. As Rashi Masechet Ksubis, Dav Samach Beis explains, Torah Shalamadati Ani V'Shalamadatem Atem Al Yadahu. All the Torah that you and I learned came about through her sacrifice. The Gemara concludes, Shama Kalba Savua, Asa V'Itchel Al Nidre, V'Ishtar Yeh V'Ishtar. When Kalba Savua saw Rabbi Kiba's greatness, he had the Nedu nullified through a Heter Chacham. As the Ran cites from Gemara Mesav Tzik Subas Dav Samach Gimel, Pasuch Lei, Ila Haviz Yediyah, Da'ahu Chasnach, Tzovim Merabonim, Miadarte? Rabbi Kiba asked Kalba Savua, had you known that your son-in-law would become a Talmud Chacham, would you have made the Nedu? Kalba Savua replied that he would not have made the neder had he known that Rabbi Kiva would learn even one parak or one halacha. The Ran asks, Ho'ein poischin b'noilad. A chacham cannot be matur neder through a pesach that was noilad, not existent at the time of the neder, and Rabbi Kiva had not learned parak u'mishna achas at the time of the neder. The Ran answers that Rabbi Kiva aldas shiyas the sefer nasa. Kiva only married Rachel with the intention of going to learn and become a Talmud Chacham, and which lav noilad hu? Teshchech tuva sheyilmud perek or mishnah achas. This is not a noilad because it's frequent that a person is able to learn one perek and halacha. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva subsequently became very wealthy from six sources: min kalba sevua, from his father-in-law's fortune; min ila de isfinta, from a fortune that he discovered on a ship; umin gavza, from money that he found in the chest that he purchased from a sailor for 4 zuz, umin matronisa, umin ishtar shalter and asrafis, umin ketia bar sholem. The previous Mishnah discusses the case of Amar koinim tavshal she'enitayim, umutte bebeir tumata ubedlas harmutza. The Gemara elaborates on beir tumata. Shmuel says, avda de avidla shavi alfa dinari. A servant that can prepare this egg is worth 1,000 dinar. He then describes the process. Umayla alfa zimni b'mayi chamimi, the alfa zimni b'mayi kariri, adi de mesuzutra kihecha dibla isi. The egg is dipped 1,000 times in hot water and then another 1,000 times in cold water until it shrinks to the point that it can be swallowed whole. The imiskiva sarachala, bekadnafke v'asya, yoda asya maisama mizboile b'mayi mesase. And if a person suffers from an infection, it attaches to the egg, through which a doctor can identify the infection and prescribe the correct medicines. The Ran on Daf Mem Tes explains that Nispashla kol kach shari, only when the egg was cooked to this extent may the mudu eat it, because lavachal tapshlu deloy mesacha beirifta. This is not eaten with bread, in which case it's not considered a tapshlu. However, loy nispashla kol kach aser, if the egg was not cooked to this extent, the mudu may not eat it, because bachlal tapshlu. This is eaten with bread, in which case it is considered a tafshal.